Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi, this is Dan Keating, and we are now beginning this magnificent chapter 12 of Exodus. And we have the next three meditations covering this chapter that will complete this first week of meditations. This 12th chapter is immensely important. It has so much in it. So let's begin, and we'll get what we can get of the first 20 verses. It begins by saying, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you.'" The importance of this day is so great that they redo the calendar. Israel sort of has two different New Years. The normal one takes place in the seventh month, but then there's a new one now because of this great feast. And the first 13 verses are really about what they need to do in the coming days. It's like, here's what we're going to do. Here are your instructions. Here's why. And then the next part of our chapter today, 14 to 20, is about celebrating that in the generations to come. So let's look first at this, the directions for what to do. We won't go through all of them. They're very detailed and intensive. But just to note in verse 5, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male." This is a pure offering to the Lord, a lamb without blemish. Harkens to the sacrifice of Christ, who was without sin. Then in verse 7, "They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat of it." So they slaughter the lamb. They take some of the blood, and they paint it, as it were, on the doorposts and the lintel of the houses, sort of on the sides and the top. And then they take the flesh of the lamb, roasted, eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Then, in verse 11, "In this manner you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." Very strange meal. This isn't sit back and have a great time. This is be packed and ready to go and eat the meal, because once you eat it, the Lord's going to act and you're going to need to move. And what does the Lord say? He's going to pass through the whole land of Egypt and strike down the firstborn of man and beast. And then in verse 12, "And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord." This is spiritual warfare. Yes, there's a punishment in a sense of the people who are enslaving the Israelites, and they need to be overcome in a sense. But this is truly, and at heart, a spiritual battle between God and the gods of Egypt, the powers that be. "The blood shall be a sign upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not fall on you when I strike the land of Egypt." This is one of the main origins of the word Passover, that on that night when the Lord saw the blood acted as a kind of, it moved the plague and the judgment away. It was all, the blood served as an atonement for the people to mark their houses for being passed over. Now, that's the description that we're then going to get in later in the chapter. They're actually going to do that, and they repeat that. But then in 14 to 20, just briefly, something striking. That is, the day is meant to be a memorial. You need to keep it as a feast. In fact, they need to keep it not just for the day, but a whole week. And this is the marrying, you might say, of the Passover night with the 7 days of unleavened bread. And so we get here the instructions for keeping this feast of unleavened bread. Now, a few comments on all this. This is the great feast, you might say, the founding feast of the people of Israel and their deliverance. Maybe to say something slightly outrageous, keeping it as a memorial is in some ways more important or almost more important than the actual happening itself. Of course, you can't keep a memorial of something that doesn't happen. It has to happen. But let's just say that God acted in this way, told the people to do this. They did it. They're off and running and they're free. That's great. And they don't remember it and they don't pass it on. And the whole thing's lost. I mean, they're free of Egypt for this time, but they've learned nothing. They don't know why and how and for what reason. Keeping this as a feast is what makes this a memorial of the Lord's action, such that age upon age, year upon year, they can remember. Just think for a moment what the Lord Jesus did when he said, prepare to his disciples for what he was going to do. He had a meal. It was a Passover meal. And he said, do this in memory of me. He set up the same kind of memorial that was done here. And so what we do on that, celebrating that Last Supper, is that we celebrate and fulfill this great deliverance that the Lord worked in Egypt. We will come back to this and look at the rest of the chapter in the two remaining sessions this week.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.